Friday Facebook Mailbag. I'm Drew Doherty. This is Nick Scherfield, and we want to answer your questions from Facebook. We start with Paul Anthony Torres. He wants to know, what are the Texans going to do to improve the secondary? Who will we sign, if anybody, and who will be moved around? Probably not going to see too many signings this late in the season or too many signings of major impact. Deion Sanders is not just hanging around in 1993 form, so you can't just pull somebody in like that off the street. The Texans are not at full strength right now, probably health-wise in the secondary, so that might be some of the problems you see, but keep in mind, you played against the NFL MVP, or a likely NFL MVP and a future Hall of Famer in Tom Brady the other night, so remember what you saw.
Yeah, they've been dealing with a lot of injuries in the secondary, primarily at cornerback. You're not going to see guys move around. I highly doubt you're going to see Glover Quinn or Quinton Demps or Daniel Manning play cornerback. They're going to stay in their positions. Cornerback has been the issue, the position where they've had the issues. You know, Jonathan Joseph missed a couple games with a hamstring issue. He was back this week. He said he was 100%. Whether or not he was, Gary Kubiak said after the game this week that he didn't take any step backwards in the game. He looked good in practice. And importantly, on the injury report, Joseph had been listed with a hamstring and groin issue the last few weeks when he was out. Now it's just a groin, and he was participating in practice, so it's not bothering him. I think you're going to see him get better and better. And then Stanford Rout just signed last week.
Yeah.
He played against the Patriots. You'll probably see him get more chances in the rotation. Brandon Harris and Rock Carmichael, young guys, still coming along, and they're not going to get a tougher test than they had at New England against Tom Brady, Wes Welker, and company. Along with that, you could see Bryce McCain come back the very last game of the year if the Texans are to make the Super Bowl. He's on that IR designated to return list with that foot injury. Big loss with him being the nickel corner guy who really locks down guys in the slot. Could come back if they make the Super Bowl. And Alan Ball missed a couple games now with the foot injury. Still having some issues with his injury at practice this week, the foot. But if he can come back, that bolsters even more. So they're dealing with a lot of guys shuffling in and out with the injuries. But as they get healthier down the stretch, should help them come postseason time.
No doubt. Scott Fisher has this. Everyone turning on the Texans needs to remember a couple of years ago when the Pats beat the Jets really badly, and they beat them in the playoffs. If they can do it, then we can too. Yeah, Scott brings up a very good point. Scott, thank you for the optimism. It's always nice to hear some of that. Just because something happens late in the season, in the regular season, does not mean that that's going to be replicated in the playoffs. So we've seen countless examples. He brought up the one with the Jets. We've seen the Ravens go up to Foxborough, beat the Patriots soundly. We saw the 2009 Saints that won the Super Bowl give up 30-plus points at least four times in the regular season, and they went through the playoffs and won the big trophy then. Even the Giants, who in their two Super Bowl campaigns, they lost to the Patriots on the final game of the regular season in 2007. It was a game, but then we all remember what happened later. They upended the perfect Patriots.
Yeah, I mean, you would think that the Texans season is over after this last game, the way the national perception is, the way people were talking about them on ESPN. Nationally, even locally, fans, media, it's like everyone stuck a fork in the team, and you know, they might as well just wait till 2013 already. But all hope is not lost. They are still the number one seed in the AFC. They're 11-2. Everything is out in front of them. If they win their remaining games, they'll have home field advantage. They're eager to respond this week. And, you know, the Jets game, what was it? I think they lost 45-3 to New England in either 2008 or 2009, whenever it was. Ended up beating the Patriots later on to go to the AFC Championship game in the playoffs on the road. So the Texans can certainly do that, too. They've had some really good games I think people have forgotten about this year, beating Baltimore by 30, beating Denver, who everyone seems to say is one of the top two favorites in the AFC now, along with New England. They beat Denver on the road in their house in Week 3, and they beat Chicago on the road. So it's a team that has responded earlier in the year. It's going to be good to see how they respond this week against Indy.
All right, and our final one comes from our good buddy Michael DiNano. He says this, getting beat down in this league is never a good thing, but I think Monday night's game was humbling and a wake-up call for the rest of the season. Not looking at it for a record standpoint, would you say this was good for the Texans to experience for the second time this season? I understand what you're getting at there, Michael, but I don't think the Texans went into the Patriots game with cockiness or with an overinflated sense of confidence. I think they just got in there, and it was a matchup that was nuanced, and they made some mistakes, and they snowballed, and you did that against a great team, and that great team at home exploited it. So I don't know that it's a good thing that – well, it's not a good thing that they lost, but I don't think it's one of those things that now it's going to send them on to a Super Bowl run. It could, but I don't think it's going to happen because they lost.
Well, the last time they lost was against the Green Bay Packers, a 42-point shellacking.
Killed off six straight.
They ended up winning six straight, and we've talked about this week. If they happen to do that again and win six straight now after this game – that's when number six would be the Super Bowl. So we'll see if they can do that. But You know, a lot of players did say after the game, Antonio Smith among them, Daniel Manning, Brady James, you know, leaders, veteran guys in the defense, that Gary Kubiak told them, and they saw it themselves, the Patriots showed them how to play championship football, basically.
It was a learning experience.
It's a learning experience. It's not one you want to have, but it's a game in December on the road in primetime, two big-time teams. The Patriots are used to playing these games. The Texans still getting used to it, and any little mistakes get magnified, especially when you're at Foxborough. You know, Colts head coach, interim head coach Bruce Arians said the same this week. They had a similar game in New England. You make one or two mistakes early, Patriots jump all over them. They've done that for years. Texans know they can't do that now, and you would think, well, they should have done that before, but it was a learning experience. Now, if they face them in the playoffs, the players said they know what to expect. And, you know, the fact that everyone's counting the Texans out may not end up being the worst thing in the world. Might give these guys even more of a little chip on their shoulder. You know, this team has seemed to thrive in the underdog role in years past, so maybe it's not the worst thing that could have happened.
Yeah, and to close things up, our good buddy Mark Vandermeer, the voice of the Texans, makes a very salient point. Think about this. The last time the Patriots have won a Super Bowl was the 2004 season, so they won it in February of 05. They've had great teams since then. They've been to the Super Bowl since then, but they haven't won that Super Bowl title in about 8 years.
Yeah, it shows you how hard it is to win in the playoffs, no matter how good your team is. And, you know, the most important thing is getting in there and getting yourself in good position, playing well when you're about to be in the playoffs. And hopefully the Texans these next three games can be playing their best football, get some momentum going into the playoffs.
No doubt. We got some momentum going into the weekend. Hope your Friday is a good one. Hope your weekend is a good one. This has been a Friday Facebook Mailbag.